Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, as everyone knows, May is Beef Month. All sorts of promotional events are happening around our nation in an effort to showcase our great industry. One such event is happening right here in the KLJR listening area. To tell us about it, in the studio today, we have with us Dawn Breitkreitz from Redwood Falls. She is a board member with the Redwood Area Cattlemen, and Jim Mertens from Redwood Falls. Jim is also a member of the American Legion Post 38. Thanks, Dawn and Jim, for coming in.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, we're about a week away from the first annual Beef Brigade Salute. Dawn, can you just give us a little background on how this all got started?
Well, as you said, this started out to be a Beef Month promotional activity, and I heard Trent Luce on the radio one morning talk about the All-American Beef Battalion and what they're doing for our active duty military. And so I researched them online, and then I looked up. As I was researching them, I found the Snowball Express. And that one really tugged at my heartstrings, and I would really recommend everybody go and look up those two organizations online. And then also, we wanted to benefit our local veterans, and so I found the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, and they work specifically with homelessness, but also with other crises that might be happening in a veteran's life.
Well, Jim, what's been the Legion's role in this endeavor? And I know you've been from the get-go part of it, and we've had meetings at the Legion. What are some things that you're going to be involved in?
The American Legion is going to be involved. We're going to be starting out the program. When we start over there, we're going to have the national anthem was going to be sung by the Beef Ambassador, McKenna Winkleman. And then we're going to do at the end of the program, we're going to do the 21-gun salute by the Legion. And we've also contacted all of the area Legion and VFW units, and we'd like to have them see if they could bring their colors in for this here, and we'd like to present them all along the wall or set them up, and just to honor our veterans. And any veteran that does show up, if they wear some identification, we have got the local VSO. Marty Carraway is going to be there, and he's going to have something for all the veterans when they come in. So it'd be nice to be able to identify them when they walk through the door. We're also having a flag disposal. If you have any unserviceable flags, we'd like to have you bring them in at that day. And we're going to have a flag disposal down at Lucan here June 8th, I believe.
Well, that's really nice of you to be part of this. And as far as like the meal part, Dawn, can you just tell us a little bit about what people can expect? I realize it's a free will offering, but what's going to be on the menu?
The Redwood Area Cattlemen are going to be grilling third-pound burgers. And then we will be also having beans and chips and homemade chocolate chip cookies and root beer floats.
This will be all happening at the Redwood Falls Armory. And as far as parking, what's the situation with that?
We're going to have staff available to work with the people coming in because the parking will be limited. There is going to be alternative parking areas, and we'll be able to guide everybody to those. And then we'll also have shuttle buses available to get you back and forth to your vehicle.
And as far as the venue itself, the Armory, there's lots of space out there and seating for everybody and handicapped accessibility also.
Yes, there is. We're actually creating additional handicap parking so that our veterans are comfortable and going to be close by the building. And then we're also going to have games and other display things outside so that people will be all over the grounds.
Well, just getting back to where this money goes to, can you just kind of go over that again?
Okay, the first one is the All-American Beef Battalion, and they serve steaks to our active duty troops across the United States. The Snowball Express is an organization that benefits the children and family of military service members who have died since 9/11, and then Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, and they work with homelessness and crises in a veteran's life.
And as far as the help, the other help that's there, we've mentioned the American Legion, the Redwood Area Cattlemen's, like you said, are going to be in charge of the grilling and also helping with serving and the whole thing. So it's really a kind of a group involvement, isn't it?
It's a pretty good family that's come together. At first, it was a little tentative, but now everybody's working really well together. It's Sons of the American Legion, the Auxiliary, and the Legion.
Okay. And once again, the time on it would be, can you go over that?
Yep, it's going to be Thursday, May 25th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Redwood Falls Armory. We'll hopefully have some signs to get everybody there.
Well, thanks again, Dawn and Jim, in your effort here in making this a reality. And I'd just like to especially say thank you for your service to our country.
It's an honor.
Well, just a quick reminder that next week we'll have on NCBA President Craig Uden. And try to take in that conversation. I have to say, in his last interview, he certainly was right on his predictions with the China trade. So until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.